他被解雇的这可能性是相当大的。His chances of being dismissed are good. Got it? So we know it was quite possible for the patient to leave hospital for New Year celebrations. 所以这句话的含义就相当于这个表达方式了。It was quite possible for the patient to leave hospital for New Year celebrations. 那么这个病人出院能够及时的过新年，这种可能性是很大的。好，请同学们一定要牢记这个句型结构。His chances of doing something are good. Got it? 如果表示可能性极大，我们常用的形容词 good。而如果表示可能性极小 ，please remember the adjective remote, R-E-M-O-T-E, remote. So, you know, now translate my sentence. 他骑自行车及时赶到这里的可能性很小。His chances of arriving here by bicycle are remote. Remote, 同义词 slight, S-L-I-G-H-T. Are you quite clear? The man took heart, and sure enough, on New Year's Eve, he was able to hobble along to our party. The man took heart. Take heart, you know, the man was encouraged.The man was confident. Understand me? 那么这个人呢振作起来了。Now translate my sentence. He took heart when he got the good news. 其反义短语 lose heart means discouraged, 失去信心失去勇气。If they knew how difficult it was to drill through the hard rock,They would lose heart. If they knew how difficult it was to drill through the hard rock, they would lose heart. Okay, you know, this is the original sentence in book 2. 那么我们刚刚所举过的这个例句是新年二册的一个典型的例子。So the man was encouraged. The man was confident. And sure enough, he was able toGo to a party. 那么在新年的前夜他去参加了晚会。How did he go to the party? He hobbled along to a party. 那么他是怎么样去参加这个晚会的呢？一瘸一拐的去了晚会现场。Why? Just because he hadn't recovered from his broken leg completely. Do you agree with me? To compensate for his unpleasant experience in hospital.To means in order to make up for his unpleasant days in hospital, particularly during Christmas Day. 那么以我的看法，我觉得为了弥补他在医院里度过的那段不舒服的日子、难受的日子，特别是圣诞节期间的糟糕的日子 ，The man drank a little more than was good for him. The man drank a little.如果语句截止到这儿 ，the man drank a little， 这人只喝了一点点 ，but more than was good for him。More than 超出什么的范围 ？For example, the cake is more than I can eat. The cake is more than I can eat. Was good for him.可能细心的同学会注意到，为什么这个 than 比较状语从句当中没有主语呢？这是我们所需要牢记的一个句型结构。than 可引导省略主语的比较从句，用于这个句型结构的常见的形容词有 necessary, good, possible, 以及动词。Anticipate, expect, fear, suggest, report, require, think, at essential. The sentence in your text is typical. 那我们这里的例句就是很典型的。The man drank a little more than what was good for him. 实际上在 was good for him 之前省略了主语 what. 这个人喝多了一点点。Now please listen to me carefully. There were more accidents than was reported. There were more accidents than was reported. 所发生的意外事故比报道的要多。同学们发现 than was reported. 我们用到了动词 report. What was reported? 比所报道的。Okay. Now translate the following sentence.他总是吃得过多。He eats more than is good for him. He eats more than is good for him. 那我们应该说这里可以是在 is good for him 之前省略到了一个 what, 或者是说省略到了一个 it. He eats more than it is good for him. 同时我们要注意不仅仅 than 可以引导省略主语的比较状语从句 as 也可以引导省略主语的语句。同级比较 for example, There were not so many casualties as was feared. There were not so many casualties as was feared. 伤亡并没有大家所担心的那么多。正如所预料的那样，他来了。我们没有提到正如谁预料，如果想表达正如我所预料到的，他来了。He arrived.As I expected, or he arrived as I anticipated. 但是我们没有表达是谁预料到的，这个时候常用这个省略主语的被动态结构。He arrived as was expected. Now translate the sentence. 他总是吃得恰到好处。我们可以采用 as 结构形式。He eats just as much as is good for him. He eats just as much as is good for him. 注意两句的对比。他总是吃得过多。He eats more than is good for him. 他吃得恰到好处。He eats just as much as is good for him. Are you quite clear about the two key structures? 那么同学们对于这两个重点的句式结构是否清楚了呢？好，如果同学们想表达这个人喝的是恰到好处 The man drank just as much was good for him, right? You know, I should say drink a little more than was good for him is an understatement. 那么我应该说这个语句是一种委婉的表达方式，没有直接陈述出来。In a direct way, we know the man drank a lot. Or the man drank a lot more than he could bear. 直截了当的来讲，我们应该说这个人喝的太多了，超出了他所能够忍受的限度。这种委婉的表达方式采用委婉表达法而表达出要表达的内容，可以使你的语句听上去更加的完整而策略。Now translate my sentence.She's quite fat. She's quite fat. 如若这么表达，听上去相当的没有礼貌。她相当相当的胖。Fat 本身就表达有一种不礼貌的色彩。那么我们可以采用一种委婉的表达方式。She isn't right fat. She isn't right fat. 她胖的不对头，言外之意她非常非常胖。Got it? Okay.Now let's move back to our text. In the process, he enjoyed himself thoroughly and kept telling everybody how much he hated hospitals. In the process, I mean, while doing something previously mentioned, 强调在此期间与此同时 Let's say during the party. 那么在这里它就相当于 during the party. 我们用到 in the process.显然是指上文所提到过的某件事情。OK, Now translate my sentence. 昨天我去游泳了。Yesterday I went swimming. 在游泳的过程当中我玩得很开心。In the process, I had a very good time. In the process. Now translate my sentence into Chinese. I was looking for your house and got lost in the process. I was looking for your house and got lost in the process. Do you understand me? 我那时候正在找你们家，而在此过程当中呢，我迷了路。So, when we use the phrase in the process while doing something previously mentioned. Are you quite clear? He enjoyed himself thoroughly. You know, he had a very good time. And what did he do? He kept telling everybody how much he hated hospitals. 他还不断地告诉每一个人他有多么的痛恨医院。这里的 keep telling 完全可以换用为 keep on telling. Do you still remember the sentence in line 14? 还记得14行我们当中的语句吗？ He kept on pestering his doctor to tell him when he would be able to go home. 他在医院的时候反复纠缠医生告诉他什么时候可以出院回家。But when he was at the party, 然而他在参加晚会的时候呢 he kept telling everybody how much he hated hospitals. How much he hated hospitals. That is it. He kept telling everybody to what extent he hated hospital. 那么这里的 how much, 我们可以替换为介词短语 to what extent. E-S-T-E-N-T.他告诉每一个人他痛恨医院究竟痛恨到什么样的程度。Now translate the sentence please. 我能相信他多少呢？ How much can I trust him? 那么或者我们表达为 To what extent can I trust him? He was still mumbling something about hospitals at the end of the party. SoIn my opinion, he mumbled how much he hated hospital from the beginning to the end. 那么以我的看法，他肯定是从头到尾喃喃而语，他有多么的痛恨医院。Why? At the end of the party, 晚会结束的时候 he was still mumbling something about hospitals. When he slipped on a piece of ice,When means at that moment, 就在那个时候 At that moment, he slept on a piece of ice. 他呢在一块冰上滑倒了 and broke his left leg, 又摔断了左腿 And I should say, what an unlucky dog. He had to go back to hospital once more. In fact, his broken right leghadn't recovered completely. And now, he suffered a lot from his broken left leg. Now, please judge for yourself. Is it a fake humor, or is it based on comic situations? So, if you can get amusement from such experience, I should say, you are amused by tragic situation.You'd better recite the text, lesson 29, because of wonderful key structures. So much for the text.